Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Good Stuff, wishing you a very Merry Christmas from Lemon Livestock with a regular sale every Wednesday and Saturday. Merry Christmas from Paul Huffman and the staff at Lemon Livestock. Also, from Advanced Aluminum Structures in Sturgis, South Dakota, Randy Tennell, his family and staff wishing you a very Merry Christmas. And Merry Christmas from Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
Indeed it is. Is your morning cup of coffee getting a little lonely? Well, it sounds like you do need to pair it with Tri-State Livestock News. It's packed with insight on cattle, grains, sheep, and all things ag-related. Your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit TSLN.com.
What do you have to share today for the good stuff, Kim?
How to tell if you're a Grinch.
Well, if we get to it, I'm going to say 30 signs you grew up on a ranch.
All right. Well, you start first, and okay. We'll see where we end up.
All right. 30 signs that you grew up on a ranch. Heard on the good stuff here. You know it's impossible to tip a cow.
That's right.
You grew up on a ranch.
Yep.
You can drive any vehicle with a clutch.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Yep. Your front door was always unlocked, even if your entire family was on vacation, and the keys to your car or truck were pretty much always in the ignition.
Yeah. I didn't know they came out growing
they were
up.
A permanent fixture.
Yeah. Never thought about it.
Number four, you are devoted to either red or green tractors every bit as much as you are devoted to a pro football team, if not more. If you grew up on a farm, you probably like red or green tractors, never both.
That's right. There's a line there.
When you give directions, you don't use street names. You use landmarks. Remember? Go down past the old schoolhouse that hasn't been there for 20 years.
Yep.
Turn left at the well that dried up. And then,
That's so, right.
If someone asks you about the weather, you tell them it's either too wet or too dry, and you are never, ever satisfied with the weather, regardless of how close to perfect it might be. Kind of like a
no
golfer.
No comment. Yeah.
It's like a golfer's kind of that way, too. I'll do one more of those. A sign that you grew up on a ranch, you fear hearing the words, cows are out.
The other thing you fear is there's no water.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Kim,
both of those get you. Those bring back a lot of memories. Okay. How to tell if you're a Grinch. You're going to need a piece of paper and a pencil for this because you've got to keep score. I don't know who you're going to choose to share your score with, but shall we proceed? You reuse last year's Christmas cards and send them out under your own name. Put down 5 points if you do that. You steal light bulbs from your neighbor's outdoor display to replenish your own. Now, 5 points, 10 if your neighbor's whole light sets or lighted Santa goes out.
Ooh.
Yep. 10 points for each of these, and if you dress like an endangered species, it's 5 extra points to dress the dog or cat as Santa Claus, elf helper, or reindeer.
Okay.
Points add up there. You put out last year's stale candy canes for children. 1 point for each piece of sticky candy. If you put out a chocolate or marzipan Santa also, add 10 points to that score. You enclosed a shoddy or inferior gift from Target or Walmart in a Bloomingdale's or other prestigious box to impress your friends. That's 5 points for each infraction. You make collect long-distance phone calls to your family on Christmas Day. That's 5 points. 10 points if you used a cell phone, claiming you were stuck in a phone booth. Now, of course, this must be older because you get extra points if you did it from a cell phone. Now it would be free. So at the Christmas party for the office, you hoard huge stockpiles of goodies for later consumption at home. 5 points. 15 points if you use this stuff for your own party. Okay, here's another one to see if you are a Grinch. After an invitation to a friend's house, you bring a commercially produced fruitcake and try to pass it off as homemade. You lose 5 points for that. Write down 5 points or 15 points if the fruitcake is from last year.
Ooh, last year's fruitcake.
Yeah. Any stealing from the Toys for Tots collection bin is a definite no-no. That's 20 points. Now, to evaluate your score on the Grinch scale, 20 to 30, you're just a cheese ball. 30 to 50, you are an apprentice in Yuletide larceny or probably wanted by the police for overdue parking tickets. 50 and over, Grinch, move over. Okay, Mike, let's wrap it up with a little trash talk by Annie. These make me think of the Maxine jokes we used to read.
Yes.
I don't know what I do without caffeine. I'm guessing 25 to life. I was going to make you a rum cake. Now I'm just drunk and it's just a cake.
Oh, there you go. Got sidetracked on that one.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Folks, if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and it might be right here on The Good Stuff.